Is there something missing in your life? Do you need to get out more? Then stop what you're doing and come to the happiest place on earth. This is a theme park like no other. What are you waiting for?
Hello, and welcome to the Strange Creator Podcast. I'm your host, M. Leonard.
All right, I'll have a word with him. Step to the side. All right, carry on. Make sure it stays hidden, though.
Sir, could you... Oh, hang on, mate. Watch it. Watching you. Oh, go for it. Don't smile.
It's dark and it's dismal in there, and there's strobe lighting. Stand there for a photo. Get the screen.
You'll have to come back. Flash is gone. This way ends joy.
In August of 2015, an attraction opened up to the public under the overcast skies of Somerset, England. As described by its creator, it's a family theme park unsuitable for children. Welcome to Dismaland, the Bemusement Park. From its NSA-style interrogation entry until you exit through the gift shop, the attractions in Dismaland force its guests to take a breathless look at pop culture, consumerism, and the deterioration of a society we take for granted. A distorted Ariel from The Little Mermaid, floating atop a cesspool lagoon, signs that read, "Winning is strictly prohibited," balloons that say, "I'm an imbecile," well, you get the picture. It's a complete reversal of anything one would find normal at, say, Disneyland or any theme park for that matter. And according to the park's official brochure, Dismaland is, quote, "a theme park whose big theme is, theme parks should have bigger themes."
That's the way it's done! Yeah!
After entry onto the grounds, guests will encounter park employees that are disinterested and unhelpful, puppet shows about domestic violence, and a most controversial example of paparazzi culture cleverly placed inside the deteriorating Sleeping Beauty's castle. Dismaland can only be categorized in one word: art. And this is the art of the world-renowned street artist, Banksy. I won't even attempt to speculate on the true identity of Banksy. While there are plenty of names that float around, including some who think he's the guy in the band Massive Attack, it's the art that speaks for him and for itself. While little is known about the formative life of Banksy, whether he's professionally trained or a self-taught artist, the sheer strength of his message in his art speak of someone who's in tune with the world happening all around him. One thing is for certain, the satirical and oftentimes heavily political works were born out of Bristol, England's graffiti art scene of the early 90s. But few had the vision and ability to convey controversial messages that Banksy managed to create with a simple stencil and clever placement. For someone who titles themselves overrated graffiti artist on their Instagram page, this speaks volumes. He's a rare phenomenon that one would see maybe once in a lifetime. Although Dismoland being the brainchild of Banksy, it was actually a collaboration of up to 58 artists contributing the bulk of the attractions in the form of original artworks and installations. Banksy himself contributed 10 original works, however his centerpiece existed in the decaying castle. The upended pumpkin coach with the dead Cinderella hanging from its clutches, while paparazzi camera flashes allow you to barely glimpse the carnage, perhaps sums up the entire Dismoland experience. No matter how horrible it is, we're always compelled to watch, as if entertained in some sadistic way. And of course, Dismoland was met with mixed reviews from the various media outlets across the globe. Perhaps the satirical sarcasm hit too close for home for those in the press. As one of the many signs read throughout the park, quote, "It's not art unless it has the potential to be a disaster." I would say, for Dismoland, mission accomplished, and then some. Dismoland closed in September of 2015. It was a short-lived pop-up experience, leaving behind for its lucky guests a forever lasting imprint of our decayed expectations of what we consider to be mainstream entertainment. Even in its closure and dismantling left behind an important message. All of the materials that were used to build Dismoland were recycled into materials for homeless migrants. Point taken.
We're in for quite a surprise Friday after the famous street artist Banksy destroyed one of his pieces just moments after it was sold. The work is called Girl with a Balloon, and it went through a shredder that was actually hidden inside the frame. Banksy posted on Instagram about the incident with the caption, "Going, going, gone." The artist is famous for pulling elaborate pranks. Sotheby's says that it is in discussion about next steps with the buyer, but some market watchers actually say that the work could be worth even more in its shredded state.
For every Banksy stencil that appears somewhere unknowingly upon the city streets, alleyways, and building walls, he automatically creates an experience. These works of art are attractions unto themselves where the surreal is bound to appear, as it did with the 2018 auction of the Girl with the Red Balloon. Once the work sold for $1.4 million American dollars, the painting began to shred itself. The work, since named Love is in the Bin, is now on long-term loan at the Staatsgalerie Stuttgart in Germany, which also houses works from Picasso, Dali, Warhol, and Rembrandt. In my opinion, this Banksy work is exactly where it's supposed to be, in the company of greatness. While these legendary artists create worlds unto their own, in Banksy's world, after a family trip to Dismoland, one can then stay at the Waldorf Hotel. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Strange Creator. Tune in next week as we continue to explore the world's most amazingly strange attractions. Please feel free to contact us at thestrangecreatorpodcast@gmail.com.